Well, the Easter season ends today. So I say to you just one more time, Christ is risen, hallelujah.
He is risen indeed, hallelujah.
I encourage you at the end of Mass to keep your eye on the Easter candle, the same Paschal candle that Deacon Bowery processed and led us into the church on Holy Saturday at the Easter Vigil, will lead us out of church today on Pentecost, formally closing the Easter season. Well, today, I'd like you to take the Pentecost challenge. Not the Pepsi challenge, the Pentecost challenge. Here's what I mean. Most of us have heard that Acts of the Apostles reading about the Pentecost event about a million times. And most people get all excited and kind of fascinated with the quasi-miraculous event of the disciples speaking in different tongues and the people hearing in their own languages. Wow, how did God do that? Now, the scripture scholars will tell you that it's kind of a reversal of the story of Genesis, power of Babel, when God scattered the languages so the people couldn't gang up together and do wrong. Everybody pays attention to the speaking in different languages, but not too many people pay attention to what they were speaking about. What did the disciples, inspired by the Holy Spirit, have to say? They spoke about the mighty acts of God, about what God is doing in their lives, as God had continued to do through the lives of the people of Israel. See, we Christians got this Pentecost feast. We stole it from the Jewish people. They had a feast that they continue today called Shavuot, which is the Feast of Weeks. And just as Passover celebrated the passing over the Red Sea and the Exodus, so the Pentecost feast for the Jewish people celebrated God giving the law on Mount Sinai in that great theophany, the Mosaic law, the Torah. Just as their later feast, the Feast of Booths, will celebrate their passing into the Promised Land. So as our Easter is like the Jewish Passover, so our Pentecost is like the Jewish celebration of weeks, proclaiming the mighty acts of God. That's why it's here. So what are those mighty acts of God? Here's the Pentecost challenge. Most of us spend a good bit of our week talking with one another, whether it's in person or on the phone, by email, by text, by Twitter or Facebook, a million ways. So what do you talk about? Family, sports, politics, the weather, the office place, problems at school. You got lots of things you talk about. But do you ever talk about God? In all of those media forms we have, we're so resistant and hesitant sometimes to talk to one another about the place of God in our own lives. But that same Holy Spirit that came down upon the disciples in Pentecost, Paul reminds us, was also filling our hearts at our baptism. And our confirmation empowered us with seven gifts so that we, like they, might proclaim the mighty acts of God in our own lives for the sake of others. So here's the two-part Pentecost challenge. Part one, whatever you're running off to this morning, okay, at 9:15 when you got to get out of here, take 10 minutes. Walk over to the social hall, get a free cup of coffee and a donut or a glass of milk, and say hello to one other parishioner. Now, after you find out their name and where they live and about their family and where they work, just one sentence to each other about the importance of God in your life. Part one, don't run off today. Take a few minutes to say hello and speak with one another. This is why I come to church. This is where God fits in my life. Part two of the Pentecost challenge. Between today and next Sunday, the Feast of the Trinity, make a promise to yourself that you will speak with one other person, your spouse or another family member, a classmate, a coworker, a neighbor, a friend, one other person you will speak to this week and simply say, this is why God is important in my life. The power of the Holy Spirit has been given to you and me to spontaneously, honestly, and openly share the good news of the mighty acts of God. Now, people don't need to hear about the Exodus thousands of years ago. They often don't want to hear about Jesus' death and resurrection 2,000 years ago. All of us have some experience of God's place in our own lives that needs to be shared in the power of the Spirit. So I give you the Pentecost challenge. Will you, perhaps not in a foreign language, perhaps not with multiple tongues, but with your own heart in your own words. Tell at least one other person this morning and one other person this week about God in your life.